The following day, Samir tags along with his father obediently to the office. There is no mention of Singapore. Later that evening, after an awkward dinner, Samir's fingers drift to his email inbox. To his surprise, there is an email...
We are now leaving our book to join a BBC news special with Evan Davis.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. A statement from Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle."
For a test to keep everyone back home as safe as possible. So give us your view on this. You can email Vine at bbc.co.uk with your phone number or text us on 8829.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. A statement from Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle." Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. A statement from Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle."
Tom Sanders, it's 12 minutes past 12. This is Evan Davis. You're listening to BBC News, broadcasting a special programme across all BBC radio networks following the announcement of the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. I am joined by BBC Royal Correspondent Johnny Diamond. Johnny, this is news of enormous significance for Britain and the royal family.
It is. It is enormously significant, as you say, for the country and for the family. But of course,
Igor Stravinsky's tribute to his would-be librettist In Memoriam, Dylan Thomas, sung there by Robert Teer with the
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness. This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of...
This is Capital. It's 10 past 12. Now a special news report.
From Global's newsroom in London. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. He was 99 years old. Our reporter, Simon Conway, looks back at his life.
He was a Greek prince born on Corfu in 1921, but his early years were difficult. Philip spent his childhood moving from his four children, eight grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Dutiful, devoted, and never dull, the Duke of Edinburgh was the longest-serving consort in British history.
Remembering the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, who's died at the age of 99. From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim John.
This is Capital. by the price tag.
That's Jessie J. This is Heart. It's 12 minutes past 12 now for a special news report.
From Global's newsroom in London.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where it's with great sadness we must announce the death of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. We'll bring you the very latest in our next bulletin shortly. But for now, there'll be a change to our programming and music as we pay respect to His Royal Highness.
Let's take this next step safely. Remember, hands, face, space and fresh air.
I'm Mark Goodyear. We're crossing now to our news team for some breaking news.
This is a special news bulletin. The Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the news with a statement. It says it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
Hello.
This is a special news bulletin. The Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the news with a statement. It says it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen...
...and yes, people can potentially think about those summer holidays too.
That was Grant Shapps. It's just coming up to 6 minutes past 12. You're listening to BBC Radio 5 Live. We're interrupting our normal programming now to bring you some important news. Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. The palace has not yet given any further details of the circumstances surrounding the Duke's death. However, we are expecting a statement to be released shortly. Just to repeat that, Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. Okay, Prince Philip was 99 and was the longest serving consort to a monarch in British history. He retired from official duties in 2017 and has been largely out of the public eye in recent years, but last July, he attended a ceremony at Windsor Castle to formally relinquish his role as Colonel-in-Chief of the Rifles Infantry Regiment.
I can't change my whole way of doing things. I can't change my interests. I can't change the way in which I react to things. That's somebody's style, and it's too bad. You've got to lump it.
If you're just joining us, Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, who we heard there, the Duke of Edinburgh. He was 99. Philip was born on the Greek island of Corfu in June 1921. A year later, his family was banished and rescued by a British warship.
I was a refugee, and I left Greece when I was one. And at that time, they then had a republic. And so we, in fact...
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Matt Munro, My Kind of Girl. You're listening to Boom Radio across the UK. We've just heard the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died, according to Buckingham Palace. Prince Philip has died. This is Boom Radio.